U.S. oil major leaves Russia empty-handed. Oil and gas giant ExxonMobil has pulled out of Russia entirely after 7 months of discussions over an orderly transfer of a 30% stake in the megaproject Sakhalin 1. Exxon did not disclose whether it received any compensation for assets worth more than $4 billion. A spokesman for Exxon declined to comment on whether the company had taken steps to bring the case to international arbitration. This is the option mentioned in August. "We have made every effort to engage with the Russian government and other stakeholders," an ExxonMobil spokesman said. The company said it had safely left Russia after the government unilaterally terminated its interest in the Sakhalin 1 oil and gas project, the country's largest project. Since March 1, ExxonMobil has been trying to ditch Sakhalin 1 operations, leaving room for the possibility of selling more than $4 billion in assets at the Sakhalin 1 project. The airline said it would closely coordinate the transfer of operations with its partners, Russia's Rosneft, India's ONGC Videsh and Japan's Sodeco, to ensure process safety. Before ExxonMobil, BP, Total Energies, Equinor and Shell all transferred assets to Russian partners or abandoned operations. On October 7, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree to take control of ExxonMobil's stake in an oil production joint venture and transfer it to a government-controlled company. Exxon has reduced operations in Russia since 2014 after Moscow annexed the Crimea Peninsula from Ukraine. Earlier this year, U.S. oil and gas companies stopped allowing foreign workers to enter Russia and closed their chemical and lubricants operations in Russia. By July, production at the Sakhalin 1 project had fallen to 10,000 barrels of oil per day from 220,000 barrels of oil per day before the Ukrainian war. That volume is just enough to supply gas to keep the lights on in Khabarovsk and Vladivostok, Russia. ExxonMobil said about 700 employees maintaining operations in Russia will be transferred to a new Russian company to take over the project. ExxonMobil has committed to taking the time to provide the new operator with a safe handover to avoid oil spills, environmental incidents or lights out in cities provided by the Sakhalin 1 project. Russia clause prevents Exxon from transferring or negotiating sales to Indian or Japanese partners. India's oil and gas group plans to buy a stake in the new entity that will manage Russia's Sakhalin 1 project to retain a 20% stake in the project, three sources told Reuters. Sakhalin 1 project in Ross to retain a 20% stake in the project. Japanese Industry Minister Yasunori Nishimura said earlier this week that Japan will decide how to handle the Sakhalin 1 oil and gas project in Russia's Far East in consultation with its partners as it reviews the details of the Moscow decree. According to President Vladimir Putin's decree of October 7, after the establishment of the new Russian company, the foreign partners of the Sakhalin 1 project will have a month to ask the Russian government to split the shares of the new company.